When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Ron with Adam Ludostansky, the head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks. Happy to be back.
I want to focus our conversation in on sort of a snapshot of how the economy is doing and what we're seeing not only from the Federal Reserve, but what you're hearing from business leaders as well. I want to start off on the idea of interest rates, though, and monetary policy and just the general economic outlook. The Federal Reserve finished its meeting yesterday. Rates are going to probably remain the same for a while to come yet. Talk to us a little bit about how that's impacting business leaders' decisions right now and moving forward.
Absolutely. I mean, money is cheap and money is going to stay cheap. So for those companies, and as we've talked about before, that have really strong balance sheets that have been paying down debt, they're in a great position to make some strategic plans on investing in their business and doing it at a really attractive rate for the foreseeable future.
What does that business investment look like, at least from the business leaders you're talking to? If you had to use a crystal ball, how would you see that developing?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, pre-COVID, there were definitely times where business leaders had to decide as they were growing their working capital, adding inventory, and preparing for future sales, how that could impact other strategic decisions like buying new machinery or doing acquisitions. Right now, because working capital balances are at an all-time low, our borrowers are able to consider both. So they are having record Marches, record April as it relates to sales, but still being able to purchase that new machine that will help efficiencies and still, you know, really active in the acquisition market.
A lot of these companies that are reopening now and trying to get back to full steam have reported that they're having trouble finding employees to come back on. And in some cases, some raw material and parts are issues as well. What are you hearing about the situation in the Chicago area?
We're hearing exactly the same thing. Raw materials have been really an issue. As you know, sales are up, but the throughput has been slow. And so borrowers are absolutely hoping that that gets solved quickly. They think it will. As it relates to people, this has been a constant issue for the last 9 months, is not only finding just people to come in, but really finding the right people with the right skill sets as things get more sophisticated in the manufacturing process. It's been a real big challenge for our borrowers. They're making do, and that is why they're also considering, you know, different equipment purchases, but it remains a big problem.
Most of the surveys we've been seeing of business leaders say that they're all optimistic about moving forward. And one case, I saw a story about how leaders are gearing up for, the headline says, the return to normal. What is that normal going to look like? Is it the normal we saw before the pandemic, or is it a new normal?
I think that's the million-dollar question right now. We're asking it at the bank, and our clients are asking it as well. Manufacturers have been, I would say, back to the same normal as before. But as you look at the, service businesses, or you look at the people that maybe aren't on the manufacturing floor, it's still up in the air. Businesses are starting to bring back their folks and starting to do that, but realizing that they don't have to bring everyone back all the time. So it's really finding out that balance and finding the specific situations where, you know, while Zoom and all that is fantastic, while being in person is just better. And I think it'll be more situational based than any specific 2 days in, 3 days out type of thing.
And we saw during the pandemic a number of different companies come up with new ways of doing things. We saw, obviously, online sales, deliveries, those things sort of kick into high gear. Some of that stuff is going to remain the same. And some of these companies did learn something about how they can do their business differently.
Absolutely. I was sitting with a client this week where They said, we've always said we have to be in the office to be efficient and to run our business. And, you know, a year later, they're saying, well, we were wrong on that. We can run our business remotely and really not skip a beat. So I think clients really did learn a lot and will be way more efficient in the future.
One of the companies that has announced that they're going to start bringing back all of their employees, albeit in waves, is J.P. Morgan Chase. Talk to us a little bit about how, when workers come back to the office, they might notice some things differently, and how will the business of actually coming to work be different, do you think, for people?
It's hard to say. I think it'll be different by each geography, right? In Chicago, we take public transportation in, and you still have to consider your employees' mindset and what they're most comfortable with. That said, you know, I still believe that there are situations that you have to be face-to-face in order to maximize the potential of the company. And so while I don't think it necessarily needs to be 5 days a week, you know, I tend to agree with J.P. Morgan on the hybrid approach. And I think we'll just all have to sort of figure out exactly what that means as we move forward. But it's something that we're working on right now. And I know, you know, every business that's downtown is working on that as well.
Yeah. And one of the things that I know J.P. Morgan Chase is talking about is how they're going to utilize all of their office space around the country. And I know you and I have talked about this before, how office real estate is going to be shrinking, has been shrinking. Does that mean it's going to be going away, or is it just going to look differently?
I think it'll just look differently. I do think it'll shrink, you know, more hoteling and not necessarily everyone in their exact office every single day. But, you know, it'll be interesting. I saw that there's a couple buildings going up for sale right now downtown, and I'm really interested to see what the market looks like for those buildings.
Yeah, J.P. Morgan Chase said specifically that for every 100 employees that comes back, the bank is going to need seats for 60 on average. They're going to have a more open seating arrangement, more digital technology as well. Do you think most companies are going to come up with some more open plans as opposed to sticking everybody together in one office?
I do. I absolutely do. And I think it'll depend on what footprint each company has and what they can pare down. But that is our thought, is to have a very open seating arrangement, that if you were going to be going into the office, you would be booking a space the day before on a site, and that's where you would go, and you'd have all the technology you need, but it would not be the same location every single time you're there.
I want to get your opinion, your reaction to a story. And we've seen Amazon, obviously, over the last year, commit a lot of money and time and resources to advancing and building, I know here in the Chicago area, warehouses and that sort of thing. But Apple has announced that they're committing $430 billion in investment across the country over 5 years. And some of this is going to be coming to the Midwest. Talk to us a little bit about Apple's commitment here.
It's, you know, between Apple and Amazon, it's amazing. And the trickle down, I think, is going to be positive as well, right? So there's going to be more jobs. And so, you know, it's all a really good thing, in my opinion. The interesting thing about it is how, with Amazon and Apple, how, you know, real estate, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, it just matters where the real estate is. And that is driving some really attractive pricing as well for on the real estate side for some of our borrowers and some offers there. So, you know, it's inevitable. And so I'd like to look at the positives of it. And I do think that it will continue to drive opportunities for many of our companies.
I know Indiana is in line to get a $100 million advanced manufacturing fund investment there. Are folks in Chicago looking to get some of this Apple money too?
I think everyone would love some of the Apple money. Yeah. I haven't heard anything in particular, but the Amazon effect is absolutely real. And people are, you know, having new lines of businesses that are based on the warehouses that Amazon are creating. And, you know, business that wasn't there 3 years ago is now a material part of companies' business. And so the companies that are able to move quickly and able to you know, change their business model slightly to service that are absolutely benefiting.
Our conversation today has been very positive. There are a couple of things of concern in there, but I wonder what more of concern you're hearing from people. When you talk to business leaders, what are they most concerned about right now moving forward?
Well, right now the pipelines look really good. And so the next 90 days, we're hearing a lot of positivity. Beyond that, not that people are negative, but it's harder to see out. So the positivity is there. You know, I think that there are just more global concerns of you know, what will happen on taxes and what will happen, any other political issues. And so, but those are things that are kind of out of people's control. And so as in the things that they can control, there's a lot of positivity for 2021. And, you know, I think companies are looking forward to taking advantage of some growth opportunities.
Adam, great conversation this morning. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely. Well, people can email me at adam.lutostansky, LutoStanski, at Associated Bank. Would love to have the opportunity to talk with anyone.
All right. We appreciate our conversation this morning with you, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Great. Thanks.